And as I once said, I'll reveal a secret to you. Very sad secret. Come a time that Epicurus, a very large measure of Epicurus of atheism, will cover the world. It will descend from above. It will come from heaven. He bought over, he set himself of bringing down this heavy blanket of Epicurus over the world. What purpose? For the sake of Nisoyan, test. Test to weed out the good from the bad. Separate those who are truly loyal to Hashem with true faith and those who are wavering, those who are disloyal. It'll be a very difficult battle. And I know, those who are close to me, those who listen to me, listen to my words, those who heed my warning, will remain solidly attached. They will not be shaken by this wave of Epicurus. But how pitiful it is, how sad it is to think that how such a small number will have to stand up solidly, bravely, against the whole world that will be filled with philosophy and chakira. Come on, it's not. Now this, the man said, I'm letting you know in advance. And he saw you in generally a test. It's something which comes to a person without warning, and it's a test. A person to be told, you're now going to have a test faith, it's not really a test. So Benino said, this case, I'm telling you in advance, there's a test of Emunah coming up, despite the fact that I'm reviewing that there is a test coming up, it'll still be difficult to pass this test. We'll find that the majority of people will fail, Kornel Islam. It'll be a very serious test. Ashrei to those who remain closely attached, remain solid against the wave of Epicurus, which will fill the world so that you'll find, as we see today, speaking about this generation, we find that even among the most learned, most religious, when there are discourses, discussions about religion and faith, there are constantly quotations coming from philosophers, philosophy books, books of philosophy written by Goyim or Lahatul by Jewish philosophers, as though that is part of their education, part of their learning. That is the poison that seeps into their hearts and creates a havoc among these many victims, unaware of the fact they have failed the test. The test is to stay away from this philosophy discussions or study whatsoever, have no contact with the people who preach philosophy or discuss it, have no contact with their writings. Don't study it, don't read it, don't try to defeat them in a discussion. You cannot persuade them, you can only lose. The best thing is to keep your mind pure, clear, clean, of any knowledge about philosophy.